Hello and welcome to the McCarty Metro podcast. I'm Jerry McCarty, and you can get this podcast at www.mccartymetro.com. I'm here again with the editor of the McCarty Metro, Brad Savage.
Hi.
and we're going to talk about Brad Savage and the Cockroaches, which is the band that Brad Savage founded in, what year did you find it?
It was 1982, I believe. We were in the midst of our disc jockey years, and it was a good time. We wanted to kind of start a new project, and we bought instruments and started a band.
And I think the, and by the way, you can see the videos on YouTube. Just search for Brad Savage. And is the music out on the internet anywhere?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So if you search Brad Savage and the Cockroaches, there are four, run down the songs, the four popular songs. Then we'll talk about some other songs as well.
The four songs that we published on the YouTube is Cockroach Party, Three Stooges Rock and Roll, Swimming in the Secretarial Pool, and Bad Reputation.
Right, and you can also see an interview done from Public Access Cable TV.
Correct.
From like 19, when was that?
1982.
So, anyway, so you got to the point where we got the instruments, and I believe we got, was that one Christmas?
No, actually, we bought them on the I don't know. I don't remember being Christmas.
I thought we got a drum set for Christmas.
We probably got a drum set for Christmas, and then we started buying the instruments. Yeah. Okay. After
you got your guitar. And your first guitar was a?
J.C. Penney.
Nice.
First guitar was an Ibanez, and I enjoyed that. The original band name, though, was Tilch.
Tilch!
And they consisted all of brothers.
Yep,
as we all got together, we couldn't be the Osmonds, so you, myself,
Danny McCarty on bass guitar,
and Larry McCarty on the drums. Yeah.
Who later became Lake Speed.
Lake Speed, yeah. Once we became cool with names,
yeah. And the first Brad Savage and the Cockroaches song ever written was
It was a song called Johnny.
Man, I wish that was on YouTube.
It was
just a little bit. Just give them a taste of it.
Well, I don't want to sing the song because it was Johnny and 16.
Get a guitar.
No, you don't want to play it still? I don't want to play it.
Oh, come on. It's about
a kid that went nuts.
Johnny is 16. Got a party at 9. Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah. Kid decapitated his father.
Yeah, he decapitates his father and his... what did he do? I got to sing the lyrics so I can remember it. Cops kicked in the door. Mom's leg was on the floor. Dad's head is on the loose.
Johnny's hanging from a noose.
Now, that was awesome. So anyway, so that was Johnny's 16. It was banned, probably. It actually wasn't. We never got any. Our parents really never said anything bad about that, did they?
No, they enjoyed it.
if that happened to kids nowadays, they would like put in therapy or something. But no, nobody ever said anything really.
My parents didn't dare say anything to us.
Yeah, after you talk about decapitating your father, it's like, yeah, that's cool. It's fun. It's fine. Whatever you want, just stay in the basement.
But anyway, yeah, we ended up with column speakers and all the instruments and everything like that.
And our first, how much of the stuff, our first sound system was Radio Shack?
Yeah, it was a realistic sound system. Yeah.
Microphones from Radio Shack.
Yeah.
And then now we're going to get into the, so that would be the first four members.
Correct.
Of Brad Savage and the Cockroaches. And I'd like it to be known that through the many ups and downs, there's only been two constant members of Brad Savage and the Cockroaches. Am I right?
That is correct.
It's me and you. We're the only two that care.
Yeah. We had our first gig outside the basement, And we had another guitar player join us. That was Big Brother Mike.
Mike McCarty.
Who was famous in his own right from Mac and the Lost Cause.
Yeah, a band called Mac and the Lost Cause.
And we played with Mike and on the lead guitar as well.
And, yeah, so he played the lead guitar. And what is amazing, though, about Brad Savage and Cockroach Youth is we were, I mean, like you said, the first song was Johnny. We were writing songs immediately.
Right from the get-go, yeah.
And that was like the, we could, well, I've never been able to play a musical instrument. But, but
he's a mean maraca player.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, you're right. I can play maracas. But really, I mean, it's pretty amazing that we, writing music.
Well, we got into a situation then that we wanted to actually record ourselves. And it came down to the fact that we needed some musicians to work with us as well. So we axed a couple of brothers and attached a couple of regular musicians. And hence the Brad Savage and the Cockroaches started recording and playing in other venues.
So we pretty much great. I want to say we great, but we got our other players for the recording from the Boys, right?
From a band called the Boys, the Boys. Yes.
And so that brought us Bob Dancer,
mm-hmm.
Steve Summers,
mm-hmm.
and Bob was on bass. Steve Summers was
lead guitar,
and then the drummer.
No, well, we had Lance DeVoe as our drummer, and he...
Was he the drummer on the recording?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I don't even remember, but yeah. Okay, so Lance DeVoe was the drummer on the recording.
And we added a keyboard player, too.
And we had a keyboard player.
It was Carl Rowan.
Carl. And actually, Carl and Bob, all of them went back and forth.
Yeah, and we... Jerry and I, again, wrote some music that we wanted to record and took it to them as well, and they were pretty impressed with the catchiness of the tune, and they thought it was good music, so they agreed to come and record with us, and that first song, the first record we recorded was Cockroach Party, backed with Three Stooges Rock and Roll, and I think Three Stooges Rock and Roll was definitely the bigger of the two hits. But Cockroach Party was kind of our...
It's the anthem. It defines the band.
Yes.
It defines the band. So the so that recording was done at the Disc in East Detroit, right?
You are correct.
What was that, 9 Mile, something like that?
Yeah, 9 Mile and Shaner, I believe it was.
It's the same money. We recorded at... When did we start?
We started at midnight. We
started at midnight, and we'd go till
6 in the morning.
6 in the
We had 6-hour blocks, and pretty much it was about a week straight, wasn't it?
It was terrible.
It was murder. It really was. When you're sitting at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're trying to get your voice out. And
I had to get up. I had to get up and go to work at 8 o'clock and to be at work the next day. So we would get in at 6.
Yeah, 6:30 or so. And
sleep for an hour and then go to work.
Go to work, yeah.
So anyway, that was pretty amazing. So we made those... that first record, and then we actually recorded all four.
All four songs, which are also our second record that we released.
And then, and it was much harder back then. You know, these kids nowadays, they just digitally do it and put it on iTunes. We had to, make, the... Thomas Edison phonograph, wax recording.
We had to see it through the record pressing and everything like that. So pretty much we stayed on top of everything. Yeah.
Exactly. So we had the tapes for all four songs. So we reached the first one, and then a year later we make
the other one,
second.
Yeah. We backed that up with some appearances around town and
Wooden Nickel.
Right.
Wooden Nickel.
Was our first gig out of the gate, and we appeared in there. And the records came out. We sold them locally. Several of the local record stores were pushing them for us. Record Town, Harmony House. So the records came out. it had a little bit of a following. I know nationwide we got a little bit of a following.
And we found the record on the Japanese
website, yeah.
Japanese website, where they were selling it for...
$30.
$30 or something. We were going to unload ours. So we sold it, so that made it. And then that was kind of it. And there goes our 10 minutes again.
So darn it.
We do a podcast and we barely get through it and get sidetracked. But anyway, thank you for joining us for the podcast. And remember to join us for other podcasts here at the McCarty Metro. And they can be found at www.mccartymetro.com. Thanks for joining us.